This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Annie and I have a friend in Atlanta who's a retired police officer. Knows how to handle a gun, whether it's a pistol or a rifle. Experienced hunter in Georgia. But he had an experience hunting in Canada that his life will never be the same. So traumatized by what happened to him in northern Canada, north of, I think, of even Hudson Bay. He decided to go on a hunting trip where he wanted to hunt a bear. He had always had this dream, I want to hunt a bear, a real bear. And for some reason, on one particular day, he asked his guide just to take him to a place, and he made the deal with him. He said, you drop me off, I want to hunt by myself. Got my rifle and my pistol on my hip, I'll be fine. And I'm going to hunt for X number of hours, and then come back and get me in the snowmobile, whatever he brought him to that hunting place. He was by himself, and everything was fine. And he thought he was hunting bear, hunting any bear. But he started hearing footsteps in the woods around him. He started hearing leaves being crushed and branches moved. Anybody would look, and he didn't see anything. And he said, finally, he realized he was being stalked by a bear. And the moment came when he came into a clearing that the bear came up on its hind legs with its paws extended. And I saw the bear later because he had the bear stuffed and brought back to the United States. It's in his office, standing like this. And he said he was so traumatized, the adrenaline kicked in. He said, I never felt what I felt at that moment as I lifted the rifle. And he remembered they told him, you shoot a bear in the lungs. And he got 2 rounds off and the bear fell right at his feet with its hands extended, just collapsed at his feet. He was so traumatized that for the next 3 hours, he said, all I did was stand in one position with my rifle in front of me. And he turned 360 degrees round and round for 3 hours until his ride came back because he was afraid he would be attacked again. As dramatic as that story is, hunting a bear, there's something far more devious going on in your life and in your family, in your relationships at work. And I really believe when the Bible says this, that Satan is like a roaring lion roaming the earth, seeking who he may what? Have fun with? No, devour. Devour. And that's just a picture of what we're dealing with in spiritual warfare. Today, next Sunday, 2 messages on spiritual warfare. Here are the 3 points. Everything will flow out of this. Spiritual warfare is real. It's not imaginary. Spiritual warfare is real. Spiritual warfare is personal. It's personal. And thirdly, spiritual warfare requires spiritual power. Everything I say today will fall out of those 3 points. First of all, warfare is real. I want you to look at verse 10 again. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. The word schemes is the word methodia in the Greek. It's Satan's methods. He's got a plan. He's not an idiot. He's not stupid. And Satan is in the business of destroying. It's one of the titles of Satan. He's the murderer from the beginning. He's the father of all lies. He's the destroyer. That's one of his titles. Who does he destroy? Relationships. What does he want to destroy? Families. What does he want to destroy? Any spiritual inkling you have in your life, Satan wants to destroy that. And Paul says, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power.
Well, this is a 2-part message for this week and next week from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, on spiritual warfare and dealing with the enemy known as Satan. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Tune in tomorrow and next week as well.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.